See, and we kids would go over there and pick cotton. Get a croaker sack and put a tie string on it, and they would let us pick cotton. You may make 50 cents or a dollar, and that was a lot of money to have to buy candy.
That was a lot of money, candy.
Just right there where Finger Wiggly is, right over there when I was a kid.
Well, when they were growing the cotton over there, mm-hmm. did grass come up in it?
Well, yeah, they have to hoe it, and they have sometimes it has to be thin. They call it chopping cotton. They pay people so much a day to chop the cotton.
Is that thinning it or?
Well, if it needs to be thin.
And what about the? Well, when you're getting the weeds out or whatever.
Well, you do all that at the same time, I think.
That's all chopping.
That's all chopping cotton. Right. If it's necessary to be thin it, I guess you thin it. I really don't know definitely, but I know about the picking cotton. But I've never chopped any.
Well, what about the? What do they call that, all that kind of undesirable kind of things that grew up in there?
Weeds, the weeds? Yeah. Weeds. Had to chop the weeds out, yeah.
And what do you call that area there? Did you say there's a cotton field? Is that what you call
cotton
it?
Cotton patch. We use it cotton patch.
What
now? Going to the cotton patch.
Now, what's mm-hmm. the difference in a field and a patch?
I think a patch is a small, somebody has a small patch. Say, for instance, maybe an acre or two. That's a little cotton patch.
What's a field?
Oh, a field may be 50 acres. It may be 25 acres. More, depending upon where you are.
Well, now, could you plant the same crops in a patch that you could plant in a field? I mean, does a field grow certain things and a patch grow certain things? Or does a...
I don't imagine. The same land that they planted the cotton will grow corn, will grow peas.
Well, I mean, you said that, you know, like a field was 25 acres or so, and mm-hmm. a patch might be one or two.
Oh, yes.
Could you plant cotton in a field also? I mean, if you had 50 acres of cotton, would you call it a patch or a field?
I'd call that a field. That's a cotton field, 50 acres. Yes, that's a cotton field. But it's maybe where there's a couple, an old man and his wife. Well, now they may not have, it would depend upon whether they owned this land or whether they were renting it, how much they could rent. If they rented land, it depend upon how much they could rent. And if they owned it, they would, you know, what they could handle, what they could plant and chop and the cotton and thin it and all themselves for a small family. But back in those days, cotton was king. Cotton was king. And this was a cotton section.
Tell me about the work you did in that.
Nothing.
Well, you said you...
Nothing. What do you mean?
But you did, you know.
Oh! You mean when I was a kid coming up? You don't want to hear it.
I
didn't. Nothing.
Oh, no, about the cotton. You told me you worked
the cotton. Oh, yeah. I would slip off and go pick cotton because the other kids went and my mother didn't want me to do it. But we just get a croaker sack and go across there and we would pick cotton. And when I may come back with 50 cents, a dollar, something like that. Probably she had gone or cooked for somebody and she didn't know I was gone. But now when I would go to my brothers in the country, and they farmed quite a bit. Well, I loved to. Oh, I learned to pick cotton. I learned to pick 50 pounds like that. And I thought I was doing a whole lot then.
How much money would 50 pounds bring you?
I don't know. Let's see.
If you picked it over here.
How much were they paying 100?
How'd they pay by?
By the 100 pounds. Maybe $1 a hundred or 50 cents a hundred or 75 cents a hundred. And if you pick 50 pounds, you'd get, if it's $1 a hundred, you'd pick 50, you'd get 50 cents.